Good morning. 6:22 a.m. 6:22 on Sunday, July the 9th, 2017. It's actually a little chilly this morning. I didn't wear my fleece. I thought, oh well. Yesterday I went earlier than this and it was actually a little too warm. This morning it's chilly. I welcome the few warming rays that are coming down from the sky. It's a quiet Sunday. I have two things that I need to get done, both involving the secret project that I can't talk about. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day. I've got therapy at 9, doctor at 1. And next week, on Monday, I have to do my fasting blood work. So the results will be in by the time I see the doctor on Tuesday. So yeah. That's interesting. The fence here has a brick wall, literally a brick wall, but there are bricks missing periodically to give it a little airflow, have it not look quite like such a brick wall. And in that yard they had little playground balls, I'm going to say 4 or 5 inch diameter rubber balls stuck in the holes. All along through the whole lot, I was quite odd. So 170 days, 170 days plus of meditation. I'll go over 180 days soon. Doing the walking meditation in the morning during that first 10 minutes or so makes it easy to get all of the days that I need, but it's also quite focusing, it's quite centering, it's particularly on a morning like this where I am, I'm not really quite awake. I really could use a nap right now. Could use a little more breakfast. The toast and peanut butter at 5 o'clock didn't really do the job. I was light on calories by quite a lot yesterday. And I'm paying for it today, I think. Definitely need some carbs. Jen, I think it was Jen Keyes, noted that I could throw some egg whites in the oatmeal for a little added protein boost. And that's a pretty good idea. I'd actually thought of stirring in a dose of egg beaters just to give it a little extra shot in the arm. I might try that this morning. I have oatmeal sounds good this morning. And now I am working up a sweat. I'm at that stage where I'm at about, I'm going to say, a mile and a half. And I'm not moving at 120 beats per minute, but I am trucking right along. Because I want to get home. I want some coffee. If we're going to have oatmeal, I want to get the oatmeal on so I have time to cook. I'll have to be quiet. With any luck, my wife is still sleepy. She's had a terrible time trying to sleep. And I don't want to do anything that might wake her up. Because as tired as I am, she's got to be 10 times tireder. A nice car like that would have blinker lights. These doves always sound so weird. You know, I'm used to hearing the, you know, the coo coo coo, the morning dove. And then there's the squawk that they make. It just seems out of character. That's weird. The prairie dog field it was just a couple of weeks ago, it was all covered in purple thistles. There aren't any left. Monk post, say it with me. Sorry, I got that out of sequence. I was busy musing on the state of the thistles. Because that was a lot of thistles. That was acres of thistles. Well, yeah, probably. Probably two or three. I've not just gone by. The thistle heads are, thistle plants are pretty obvious. They're gone. Weird. Weird, as they say. So I've got basically 20 days left of the month. I've got to get the book done. Which is why today I'm going to spend a certain amount of time clearing away all the bits and pieces of things that have been kind of lurking around on the edges of my to-do list for months. There are a couple of things that I really need to take care of. One is signing up for Medicare, and the other is getting my passport renewal out. So if I get those things taken care of this month, that's going to be a relatively productive month. Sun is bright, but it feels good. There's just these little gaps in the treetops where every once in a while I get sun in my face. I suspect once I go around the corner here and start up the side of the park, I'll get a lot of heat. My arms are cold. Really quite cold. I've got a little bit of sweat going, so the sweat on my arms makes them extra cold. Some yellow roses. Right there on the side of the fence in the shade. They stand out quite dramatically. in through the nose, out through the mouth. Now, the problem with that kind of deliberate breathing is that it gets... it quite frequently makes me yawn. That's not unusual for me to settle into my evening meditation and do a couple deep breaths and then yawn. And I'm pretty sure it's not because I'm tired, although usually it's late in the evening by the time I get to the daily practice. And I am tired, but oh, there, that's... I was right, that sun is... I'm going to make the turn north here in a minute, so it's out of my eyes, but it does feel good. Now, if I can just remember to post this... That's a little better. As if I were wearing my fleece shirt, this would be perhaps a little too warm. So it's a very fine line. It's a very narrow gradient between warm and cold for me these days. It's not that this is uncomfortable. I'm actually trying to salt away the sensation of having cool air on my skin, of being just a little chilly, because it's supposed to be 100 again today. And that's not anything. I mean, it's not like Arizona. Up there, about 100 and over 110. There have been days here over 125. That's hot. We haven't had those days in a while. Here I come, crossing the last street, heading for the barn. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.